let me tell you something, brother. You're listening to Frankensteiner Presents Dynamite Smackdown with Cool Dude Steve in Bodacious April, and the Franken cultists run wild over you, dude.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Frankensteiner Presents Dynamite Smackdown. I'm your host, Steve Picorni, joined as always by April.
Hi.
What's happening?
The corona. That's what's happening.
Right into it. We're in Vegas and everything's all fucked.
I'm no longer working, so.
I'm working for now. Who knows what tomorrow has in store?
Who knows?
Who knows?
30-day lockdown for non-essentials now.
It's crazy. The streets are fucking empty. No one on the strip.
Yeah. I wouldn't say the streets are empty.
It's isolation out there. Mm. There's no one. Except us and our peeing son.
Yeah.
At the dog park. We are on, what, week two of empty arena shows?
Well, this is the first AEW empty arena.
First AEW empty arena. Let's get right into it.
So it's not, week two. You're right.
Yeah, because we got one SmackDown empty arena.
And one Raw. And now this one.
That Raw show.
So good. Woof. It was perfection. Stone Cold. Can I get a hell yeah? From no one.
I haven't been watching Raw because April...
I was in school.
April's been in school, so she would leave. And I would just turn it off. Because I don't want to watch it. But classes are all online now, so April's home.
I'm home now.
And she demands to watch Raw.
I just figured we should keep up to date.
The one good thing is, I don't feel like there's anything to keep up to date on.
Now?
Because it's all very...
Now there's not.
No, totally.
So...
Wednesday, March 18th, 2020.
Mm-hmm. So this is the first empty arena show for AEW.
First AEW empty. It starts with Cody in the ring cutting a promo about how everyone has been affected in different ways. And
did they bring up the exact reason or no?
I don't remember if they said coronavirus. It's very possible they did.
Just because WWE won't say it.
Extenuating circumstances. Terrible extenuating circumstances. Whatever the fuck they say.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, why wouldn't they just say it?
Just say it. We're not dumb. We're here to entertain you.
Yeah.
You're barely doing that.
Wow. You don't want to rewatch an entire Royal Rumble match?
Even though that was the highest rated thing. On Monday.
Was it really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And then Rey Mysterio and Andrade died to death.
Wow. Yeah.
But Royal Rumble was highest rated.
Well, because it was the first 2 hours.
Well, they came and they did like a couple things. And then they were just like, here's the Rumble.
Dude, and right. It wasn't even like, all right, we're going to replay you. Because I was like, is this the whole Rumble?
Yeah. I thought for sure they were just going to show it up into... Until Brock got eliminated and then bring Drew out.
And I said, that makes no sense. They're going to show the whole match. And they showed the whole thing.
And then 4 hours later, we got the whole
thing. And I just did homework.
God. back to Dynamite.
Back to Dynamite.
Cody says they're not going to live in fear. So they are going to... You know, continue to try and entertain us. We get Kenny Omega and Matt Jackson out talking about we have a match tonight that will give us the... Go ahead.
Kenny Omega just looks different to me.
He's Canadian.
That doesn't mean you look different.
Have you ever seen South Park?
There's lots of attractive Canadians.
Name two.
Ryan Reynolds.
Name three more. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn.
Yeah, I do like Sami Zayn.
Bret Hart, Owen Hart, Bulldog.
Okay, you just named 1,000 Canadians.
Okay. Natalya Neidhart.
go.
TJ. Renee Young.
Drake.
Excuse me.
Drake's from Canada. Justin Bieber.
The guy from Degrassi.
Alanis Morissette.
Agreed. It used to not be that way. She was one of those that got hotter as she got older.
Okay.
In the Garbage Swept, I think, was the album where I was like, oh, we got Alanis Morissette. They're going to have a match tonight to see who gets the upper hand in Blood and Guts. More on that later. They do call out Hangman Page to see if he will join them. He puts up the glass, nods, and then goes back to the back. All this is happening, by the way, in a darkened arena with no like lights or fanfare going on. Mm-hmm. And then Kenny Omega says, let's get this going. And then just a shit ton of pyro.
Yeah.
Lights. We get people in the crowd. MGF.
It's literally the heels on one side and then the good guys on the other.
Which was so incredibly smart.
It was smart.
Like,
but it's not something I thought of, you know? It was so easy.
I think SmackDown would have been so funny with New Day in the crowd.
Oh my God, it would have been so fucking funny. Yeah. Even Xavier, because he's injured. Just put him out there.
Put Xavier and Big E out there.
As what are we standards.
Doing? That's crazy. Yeah, we find out that the heels and the faces are in the crowd because Tony Schiavone, who's not on commentary tonight but on interview duty, goes and talks to MJF.
Oh my God, I'm Brandi Rhodes.
Yeah. MJF's out there gambling with Sean Spears.
Mm-hmm.
Also out there, Lance Archer, Jake the Snake Roberts, Wardlow,
Tully.
And Tully Blanchard. Thank mm-hmm. Ooh, look at you. First match of the night, Best Friends. Chuck Taylor and Trent. Orange Cassidy goes and does commentary.
Which he does nothing.
Versus Lucha Bros.
Absolutely nothing.
What are you talking about?
I don't think I heard him talk once.
He didn't. That's more than enough. We get Brandi Rhodes as ring announcer. And if you've watched AEW, they put like little snippets above the person's name.
Yeah, it says, because she exclusively said she never wanted to ring announce again.
Yeah.
And that's says, what it says. Said she would never ring announce again. And she like even shrugged her shoulders like, yep, that's what I'm doing. Like, she was like, they obviously had, oh, my microphone fell. They obviously had no one else to do it.
Yeah. Right? What's his name? Must not have been able to make it or didn't want to come in.
Yeah.
I forget what the fuck his name is. She was really good, though.
Well, she did good before.
Yeah.
She just doesn't like to do it. She's got a good voice, though.
Oh, yeah.
So
we get Best Friends, again, versus Lucha Bros. Really good match, back and forth. At one point, Orange Cassidy wakes up from the commentary booth and drops in on the Lucha Bros. No disqualification, of course. Mm-hmm. there's every time the heels do something, you hear MJF and like Sean and Lance Archer like screaming and yelling. You hear the faces talking. On the face side, Colt Cabana, Sunny Kiss, SCU. I feel like there might have been one more. I can't remember who.
It was so much better than Dead Silence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was great. The match was... I feel like they've... These guys have fought 1,000 times, and their matches are just really, really good.
Yeah.
Pentagon kicks Trent Beretta in the balls while the ref is distracted, and they hit their package pile driver stomp for the three. We get Schiavone back out. He's going to interview them, and Chuck Taylor says, if you want to kick my friend in the dick, then we don't need any refs. Let's have a street fight or a parking lot brawl they're going to have. So that is for the next show.
Mm-hmm.
WWE has been very smart in saying next, or AEW has been very smart about saying next show, just in case everything gets locked down next week and they can't do another one. We get, what would you grade that match?
No, it was like a B.
It was an A plus.
Okay, you're just biased.
Chuck Taylor said that he might start a cameo because he needs to make money. And I was like, that's a well worth cameo right there.
And then didn't he cuss or something?
He said, you kicked my friend in the dick.
Oh, is that what he said? Dick? Yeah. I'm thinking of Sasha Banks because she said bitch.
Oh, my God. Baby girl. Paige said baby girl like 4 times.
Yeah, it was annoying.
We get Penelope Ford with Kip Sabian, Chris Statlander, Riho, and Hakira Shiada. April's favorite, Shiada. It's a 4-way match.
I liked all the people cheering on the girls for this. Yeah. Thought that was cool.
I believe this was like a number one contender type match. They said this match had huge implications, so I'm thinking that that's probably what it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was good for a 4-way.
There was that whoopsie
chick match that I later found, and it seems like Penelope Ford was trying to do a Hurricane Rana from the top rope, like a diving Hurricane Rana.
But she fell.
She didn't jump far enough.
And then Chris Statlander threw herself anyways.
Well, and if you watch, so Penelope Ford hits the ground, mm-hmm. and Chris Statlander's like staggering and doesn't want to just trip over her. So she like flips herself.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. But then like Penelope Ford did some cool shit like later.
She reminds me of Dana Brooke.
To Chris Statlander.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little bit. The Dana Brooke.
She did like almost like the same move that she does.
But I feel like Penelope Ford has always like done wrestling. She wasn't like a crossover.
Right, right.
Because WWE for the longest time always goes after like other shit.
Like models, like fitness models, which is what Dana Brooke was.
Totally. Kip Sabian keeps getting involved. Again, no disqualification, but in a 4-way match, I don't believe there is disqualification anyway.
Mm-hmm. I like them beating up that dude.
Yeah, they beat the living shit out of him. Shiada hits Ford with a running knee for the pin.
I like that one.
You love Shiada.
I do. I like her a lot.
You just want her to wrestle in that glass outfit, though.
They do. That'd be cool.
What would you grade this match?
It was a B.
Yeah, a B.
Yeah.
We get Tony Schiavone back in the crowd. Now he's talking to Cole Cabana.
Mm-hmm.
Just talking about, like, you've been killing it in AEW. This is crazy with the empty arena. And Colt says, man, Kip Sabian didn't do Penelope Ford any favors. And Kip Sabian comes over and, like, gets in Colt's face. And Colt just
bitch slaps
him. Slaps the shit out of him. And he's like, what do you think? I'm not a wrestler? Did you forget I'm a wrestler?
It was really funny.
Fucking A plus.
Yeah, because he was just like, what the? This guy's what's lost that his guy's damn problem? Mind. He's like, I'm not just a fan. I'm also a wrestler, dummy.
We've been watching Being the Elite. With the whole Cole Cabana, Omega. Yeah.
I will be in every video.
Kenny Omega got in Colt's face and Colt said, I'm going to be in all of these stupid fucking videos. And then we watched the one the week after and Colt's just like in the background. A plus. Cole Cabana is a great addition to AEW. Then we get another Schiavone interview a little earlier though with Jon Moxley where he says, Mox, you're not cleared to even enter the building. So.
Why?
I don't know.
Hmm.
We got beat up.
Does he have corona?
Maybe he's still selling that table spot.
Maybe.
So he says, all right, I won't come tonight, but I'll be here next week for Blood and Guts. Will you, though? And then he takes off in the $7 million car.
Mm-hmm.
We get Butcher and the Blade versus Jurassic Express, consisting of Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy. From what I heard, Marco Stunt was sick. Not with Corona.